De Roquefort did not possess the lithograph of the painting. The woman had taken it, along with the book from the auction. Yet that could hardly be the only recorded image. Now that he knew what to look for, he'd find another.
And what did the son know? Marc Nel. What was his knowledge?
Not much. He was looking for Sonnier's hiding place in the mountains when he was killed in an avalanche.
He did not die there.
Of course he did.
De Roquefort stepped close.
Marc Nel has lived here in this abbey for the past 5 years. He was pulled from the snows and brought here. Our master took him in and made him our seneschal. He also wanted him to be our next master. But thanks to me, he failed. Marc Nel fled these walls this afternoon.
You speak nonsense.
I speak truth. Here is where he stayed, while you cowered in fear in a mental asylum.
You and your brothers were who I feared. Lars feared you too.
He had reason to be scared. He lied to me several times. He was given an opportunity to repent, but he chose to offer more lies.
You hung him from that bridge, didn't you? I always knew that.
He was not of the Lord. Now tell me what this puzzle says.
Lars thought it revealed the location of what Sonnier found.
He reached for the card.
I swear to you, your feet will become nothing but stubs if you don't answer my question.
Claridon's eyes went wide.
What must I do to prove my sincerity? I only know parts of the story. Lars was like that. He shared little. You have his journal.
An element of desperation clothed the words with believability.
I'm still listening.
I know Sonnier found the cryptogram in the Rennes church when he was replacing the altar. He also found a crypt where he discovered that Marie d'Aupoule de Blanchefort was not buried outside in the parish close, but beneath the church.
He'd read all that in the journal, but what he wanted to know was,
how did Lars Nel learn that?
He found the information about the crypt in old books discovered at Montfort-la-Marie, the fief of Simon de Montfort, which described the Rennes church in great detail. Then he found more references in Corbus' manuscript. Sonnier learned that his predecessor, the Abbé Bigot, erected Marie d'Aupoule's tombstone. He thought the writing on it and the reference Bigot left in the parish records about the painting were clues.
They are ridiculously conspicuous.
Not to an 18th century mind. Most were illiterate then, so the simplest of codes, even words themselves, would have been quite effective.
Something from the Chronicles flashed through his mind, from a time after the Purge. The only clue recorded to the Great Divide's location. Where is it best to hide a pebble? The answer suddenly became obvious.
On the ground, he muttered.
What did you say?
His mind snapped back to reality.
Can you recall what you saw in the painting?
Claridon's head bobbed up and down.
Oui, monsieur, every detail.
Which gave the fool some value.
And I also have the drawing, Claridon said.
Had he heard right?
The drawing of the gravestone?
I made notes in the archive. When the lights went out, I snatched the paper from the table.
He liked what he was hearing.
Where is it? In my pocket.
De Roquefort decided to make a deal.
How about a collaboration? We both have certain knowledge. Why don't we pool our efforts?
And how would that benefit me?
Having your feet intact would be an immediate reward.
Quite right, monsieur. I like that a great deal.
Together, Monsieur Claridon, we could be successful. I possess Lars Nel's journal and have access to an archive you can only imagine. You have the gravestone information and know things I don't. We both want the same thing.
De Roquefort gripped a knife lying on the table and severed the bindings.
Come, we have work to do.